Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited that you chose to spend this portion of your Sunday with us. We're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So if you haven't done it already, go ahead and grab your Bible, pen and paper. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell somebody that the Gospel Truth Broadcast is about.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come before you, thanking you for this day, thanking you for how you blessed us and for how you touched the souls on today. We pray that you have your way. Continue to bless the souls. I pray that you will encourage them, O Lord. Give them strength to go on, O Lord. Help them to continue to look to you and realize that they need your help. We know they are able. And we know you got the power. Touch their hearts and minds, O Lord. Help them to repent of their sins. Help them to give their life to you, seeking your face and calling upon your name. Help them to draw nigh unto thee. We know you got the power, Lord, the power to deliver their souls. Fill them with the Holy Ghost and make them warriors and soldiers for you, that your will may be done. I pray that you strengthen, O Lord, make a way out of no way. You know what they have need of, and you know how to deliver. Oh, my God, save to the uttermost. Look on you, O Lord. I pray that you will continue to touch them. Help them, O Lord, to be raised up in the word of God. Help them, O Lord, that they might give their life to you and seek your face and call upon your name. Look on those souls that are troubled in mind, that has no peace. We know you're able to deliver them and give them peace in their mind. You said thou wilt keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. Help them to continue to take the word of God at heart, and their mind stayed on you, praying and looking to you, watching under prayer. In the name of Jesus, look on the souls that are disencouraged, those who are going through testing trials, those who are despondent. Touch them right now, O Lord. Encourage their hearts. Strengthen them, O Lord. Help them to look to you and to depend on you. Realize that you are our very present help in trouble, and you know how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. Bless in a special way. Let the blood of Jesus cover and let the spirit of God prevail. Find every evil work and everything that is contrary to your will. Oh, my God, somebody needs your help. Somebody want to do your will. I pray that you touch them, oh, Lord. Make a way for them that they may do the will of God. In the name of Jesus, save, oh, Lord. Have your way, O Lord. Look on this broadcast. We pray that you will bless, O Lord. Strengthen the souls. Encourage them, O Lord. Help them to continue to listen in to the broadcast. I pray that you bind the works of the devil. He's seeking to hinder and to destroy the work of God. But you've got all power in your hand, and you're able to take us through, O Lord. Bind his evil works in the works of unrighteousness. Bind that spirit of hatred, that spirit of pride and malice, the spirit of jealousy. Bind the works of the devil. Cast him out today, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Teach them, O Lord, teach them how to speak to your people. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, calling on you, Lord. You are our very present help. We are looking to you today, Lord. Our hope and our trust is in you, and we know you're able to take us through. You're able to make a way out of no way. Bless us, O Lord, and cause your face to shine upon us. Make us to be what you would have us to be. Help us to drive and go forward in you. Help us to triumph over the devil. Help us, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, God, we want to be saved. We want to endure. We're pressing our way. We're striving to enter in at the straight gate. Glory to God, help us to make it, oh Lord. Help us to hold out unto the end. Help us to go all the way. I pray that you look on your people everywhere. Look on your people that going that throughout the world. I pray that you touch them, oh Lord, everywhere, in every city, every country, in every state. I pray that you touch them, oh Lord. Help them to stand. Help them to endure. Take them through, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you look on the people, oh Lord, those who are suffering right now without a home, without shelter, food, and clothing. Have mercy on them, oh Lord. Be merciful tonight. Touch right now, Lord, on the leaders of the world. Touch their minds. Help them to repent of their sins. Look on our president. I pray that you'll touch him, lead him, and guide him. Help him, oh Lord, to overcome. Help him to persevere. In the name of Jesus, help us to prepare to meet you, oh Lord. Help us to be ready, oh Lord. We want to be ready. We realize we are living in the last time. Help us, oh Lord. Help us to pray and seek your face and draw closer to you. Help us to consecrate our lives to you. Make us and fix us the way you want us to be. We are seeking to please you in every way. Everything that is contrary to your will, we pray that you cast it out. Bind the works of the devil. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I believe it today. I believe your word, and I know that your word is true, and I know that your word is going to stand when everything else go down. Help me, oh Lord, Jesus. Help me to keep my charge. Help me to do what you told me to do. Help me, oh Lord. Help today, Lord. Stretch out your mighty hand. Bless your people everywhere. Look on your people, Lord. Help them go through. Help them to stand, oh Lord, in the midst of tests and trials. We know you're able to take them through. Bless in a special way. Heavenly Father, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and mercy.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for what you've done for us.
Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for the souls, oh Lord.
I thank you for giving them a mind to want to come to the place of worship. I thank you for what you've done, Lord. I pray that you will help them, oh Lord. And by name of praise, help us to be thankful unto you and bless your holy name. In the name of Jesus, we need you the more, Lord. We need your help, Lord. Help us, Jesus. While we're down here praying, we need you to come to our rescue. Hear our prayer, oh Lord. Blot out of transgressions. Let sins be forgiven. Every way that's not like it. I pray that you'll bind it. Bind the works of the devil. Cast them out, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let your blood cover, Lord. Wash and make ever with whole. Jesus, save, Lord. Save to the uttermost. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Let thy will be done. Look on your people, O Lord. Bless and keep them, O Lord. Look on every listener on this broadcast. I pray that you will touch and bless. Save and heal, forgive and deliver, strengthen and encourage, lift up the bowed down head. In the name of Jesus, comfort your people. Comfort those souls, O Lord, that are going through bereavement and heartaches. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we are waiting on you, looking to you. There's no other help we know. You are our very present help. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this prayer. We thank you. We thank you today, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Continue to bless us and continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
glory
you,
to God. We're going to go to the Word of God for our open scripture. We're going to read the 56th number of Psalm. And it reads as follows, beginning with verse 1. Be merciful unto me, O God, for man would swallow me up. He fighting daily oppresses me. My enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many that fight against me. O thou most high, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. In God, I will praise his word. In God, I have put my trust. I will not fear what flesh can do unto me. Every day, they wrest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps. When they wait for my soul, shall they escape by iniquity? In thine anger, cast down the people, O God. Thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine eyes, this I know, for God is for me. Glory to God. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me? Thy vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Praise God. Thank God for the reading of the word from the number of Psalm, from verse 1 throughout verse 13. And may God ever add a blessing to the reading of his word. Praise God. I just thank God for the word of God and for prayer. Glory to God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that.
Thank you. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Bless the name of Jesus. I tell you, the Lord, he is good and he's worthy to be praised. He's doing great things. And when God starts blessing, the devil starts messing. He gets mad at what God is doing. He gets angry. Glory to God. And jealousy enters in. But I thank my God because he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. And the psalmist here was saying, the Lord to be merciful unto me, O God, for man will swallow me up, and surely they will swallow me up. He fighting me daily. Every day Satan is fighting and oppressing the people of God, the ones that are trying to do what's right and seek the face of God, those who are trying to fulfill the will of God. Glory to God. They're being oppressed every day. And he said, mine enemies would daily swallow me up, for they be many, as many that fight against me. O thou most high, and this word is speaking tonight. God knows what he's talking about. He said, what time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. Glory to God. said, in God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. And surely my trust is in God. That's where I have put my trust, because man will walk out on you, turn their back on you, backbite on you, and talk about you and say things that are not according to God's will. Glory to God. But the Bible is saying, in God, I will praise his word. I'm going to praise his word. One thing about the word of God, it is the word, and we can't change it. We can't do nothing against the word of God. Glory to God. God is a good God, and he's a merciful God. And this is what the psalmist was saying, be merciful unto me. Every day they rest my words. Even when you speak your words, speak every day. The devil has something to say. And he, if he's a devil, he's going to keep saying it because he is a devil. Every day they rest my words. All their thoughts are against me for evil. Glory to God. For evil. That's the way it is. When you're trying to do what's right, the devil will speak against you and the thoughts will be against you for evil.
Yeah.
They gather themselves together. They hide themselves. Yes, they gather themselves together behind the walls and they talk about you, say all kinds of things about you, bad things. And if you don't have something good to say about the individual, you shouldn't say anything at all. The Bible said, let your yea be yea, your nay be nay. Glory to God, we don't have time to be talking about one another and trying to tear one another down. But we should be encouraging our brother. If you see them trying to do what's right, we should be trying to encourage them to go on with the Lord, not tear them down. And even if they're not where you think they should be, or if they're not the way you think they should be, you should be praying for them, and you should be trying to encourage them to pray and seek the Lord. Glory to God. Instead of gathering against them and talking and saying all kinds of things, people getting together, cooping up together, going different places, just talking about people. Worthy. Ain't worth talking about unless you're talking about something good they did. You should be talking about Jesus because he's the only one that's worth talking about. Glory to God. Jesus is the one. He's the one that suffered and died and gave his life and rose again that we might have life. That's who we should be talking about. But people are spending more time talking about one another, backbiting and tearing one another down, saying things behind their back. And they don't want to say it to their face, but they wait until they turn their back. Then that's what they do. They stab them in the back. But that's all right because it's going to come up again. Glory to God. The Bible says they gather themselves together. They hide themselves. They mark my steps when they wait for my soul. People be watching. Look at you to see everywhere you move or go with your steps.
That's the truth.
And looking to see where you looking, see where your eyes is going. Oh, my God, David, the psalmist said, my eye has seen you. I seen you looking at me. I seen you watching me to see where my eyes is going. Same thing that happened to him. He said, shall they escape by iniquity in thine anger? Cast down the people, O God. And then it goes on to say, thou tellest my wanderings. Put thou my tears into thy bottle. Are they not in thy book? When I cry unto thee, then shall mine eyes turn back? I know, for God is for me. Glory to God. And this I believe, that God is for me. In God will I praise his word. In the Lord will I praise his word. In God have I put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me? What can man do unto me but kill the body? That's all he can do. The Bible lets us know that God is the one. He can cast the body and the soul into hell fire. But what can man do if Christ is in you? He can't do nothing but kill the body. Thou vows are upon me, O God. I will render praises unto thee, for thou hast delivered my soul from death. And surely he has delivered my soul from death. Will not thou deliver my feet from falling, that I may walk before God in the light of the living? Glory to God. He will deliver my feet from falling. He will guide my footsteps and keep me from falling. He said in his word, he is able to keep us from falling. And I believe that today. I know God is able to take us through. I don't care what Satan says or what he does. God's got the power. And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord. The Bible said no weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Every tongue that rises in judgment thou shalt condemn. Glory to God. I thank God for the word of God. Didn't intend to go this way, but I thank God. I make no apologies.
All right. Yeah.
The word of God is right, and the word is the word. Like I said today, the word is the word, and can nobody do nothing with it.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God. So we might as well just accept the word of God and do what the Lord would have us to do. Glory to God. The devil try to use his fear power, but the Lord said he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Glory to God. And he said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. I don't care what way he comes. What kind of dart he shoots at us has no power. He's just using fear. He tries to use that fear to keep us from going forward in the Lord, to keep us from continuing in the Lord, to keep us from doing what God wants us to do and what he told us to do. Praise God. I just thank God for the word of God. And at this time, I'm going to turn this part of the service over to Evangelist Cynthia, as she may give us her song selection. Unless she want to preach, she can go ahead on too.
Praise the Lord. You already preached the word.
Yeah, we
the
can
word
have it.
Has been preached already. Amen. But I thank God for the word, and the word of God is right.
Yes,
amen.
It is.
The devil fights all the time.
Yes.
He's not going to ever stop, so why
no,
should he stop?
Not. Amen.
He might as well continue on. Amen. He ain't nothing but a big old bluffer and a liar. That's all he is.
Amen.
He can't do nothing. He can't do no more than what God allows. So I don't fear him, and I'm not afraid of him.
All right.
Amen. All he do is talk. Just talk.
Amen.
Like
amen.
A dog just bark when you walk past. As soon as you jump at the dog jump and run. Amen. That's the way the devil is.
Amen.
Just you got to call his bluff like he tried to call yours.
Yes.
But I'm going to sing this song, if it's the Lord's will.
I know some way, and I know somehow, we're going to make it. No matter what the test,
Whatever comes my way, we're going to make it. With Jesus on our side, things will work out fine. We're going to make it. We're going to make it some way, somehow. We're going to make it some way, somehow. We're going to make it. With Jesus on our side, things will work out fine. We're going to make it. We're going to make it. I know some way. And I know somehow we're going to make it. No matter what the test, whatever comes our way, we're going to make it. With Jesus on our side, things will work out fine. We're going to make it. 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 Some way. Somehow, we're going to make it. Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Time be sung. Some way and somehow, we're going to make it. The people of God, we're going to make it, regardless of what happens and what is said. The people of God is going to make it. Those whom God hath chosen, called and chosen, and the elect say, we're going to make it. So we don't have to be afraid. Praise God. And at this time, I'm going to have our announcement coming from Evangelist Khadija. And then after that, we will have our closing prayer and then remarks.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you again for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Nita Edmond. You can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 1-605-313-5995. That access code is 565-2166. You can also listen on Blog Talk Radio. /Grace Radio 5. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hamid, who hosts Prayer Works Ministry with co-host Evangelist Neville Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You can listen in by dialing 563-999-3634. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon service at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we will continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list for Evangelist Patricia Jones, for Sister Rhoda, Danny Thompson, for the bereaved Harrell family, Dr. Betty Ingram Sewell, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, the bereaved Edmond family, Teresa Ray, Kimmy, Ronald Edmond and his wife, Jewel Pauldo and the bereaved Pauldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Evangelist Linda Pauldo, Muhammad Hamid in the prayer circle, Susie Williams, Tawana Williams, Evangelist Martha Colbreth and the bereaved Colbreth family, the bereaved Thomas family, Ms. Maxine Tucker, Ms. Sherman, the Brief Lions Capoletti family, Sister Maria McBride, and I got a Evangelist Ruth Thompson, and I got a call this morning from Evangelist Linda Diggs, told me she was in the hospital, so please keep Evangelist Linda Diggs in prayer, and pray for all of those who are currently requesting prayer. Those are all the announcements that I have at this time. God bless you.
Amen. Thank God for those announcements. Thank God for the word of God. At this time, let us turn our hearts and minds to the Lord. Any prayer request you have, just believe God, because God is able to do all things. And if you desire to be saved, all you have to do is repent right now and ask the Lord for forgiveness. The doors of salvation are open, and the invitation is extended to you. Will you accept this prayer tonight in the name of Jesus? Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, for you, O God, and we bless your name. We thank you, Lord, for your touch. We thank you, Lord, for your word coming forth. We thank you for how you blessed us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we're calling on you right now, Lord, to have mercy on our souls. Lord, be merciful unto us and have compassion on us. Look on us, O God, while we're down here. And, Lord God, the enemies that are around us, we pray for them, God, that you will touch their minds and their hearts, that you will break up their hearts, O God, and save them. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord God. We are asking you, Lord, for healing tonight, that you would send your healing virtue. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. Make whole right now while we're praying this prayer. Have mercy, Lord Jesus. Look on the backslider, O God. Help them to return unto you, Lord Jesus. Help them to make it back before it's too late. Oh, my God, give them a little more time to make it in the name of Jesus. Lord, we are praying, God, for our leaders, asking you to give them direction. Oh, Lord God, show them the way you'll have them to go. And lead them in the way, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Teach them how to lead your people. Teach them how to minister to your flock in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, be merciful, Lord. We are asking, God, that you'll remember those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Touch, Lord God, heal, deliver, and make whole tonight. Lord God, those who are desiring to be saved, touch their minds and their hearts. Forgive their sins, Lord God. Blot out their transgressions, oh Lord, and save their souls. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, Lord God. Work on their minds, work on their hearts. Lord, mold them, shape them, and form them. Recreate them, oh God, into the new creature in the name of Jesus. Only you can do it, Lord. You have the power. We're looking to you, and we're depending on you, oh God. Please, Lord Jesus, remember all of those who are sick and in the hospital right now, laid up with an affliction, Lord Jesus. We pray that you will lay your hand upon them, touch their body, Lord, and make them whole. Heal them from every infirmity in the name of Jesus. Rebuke the diseases and the afflictions, Lord. We know you have the power. Move upon them right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask, God, that you will bless this broadcast, that you will let this ministry reach many souls. Oh, Lord God, all the souls out there that are listening, let a special blessing come upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, let this ministry be extended around the world. Lord God, where those who don't know you will get to know you, Lord Jesus. Have mercy tonight and help us, Lord, to do your will. Help us, oh God, to be more fervent in your work, oh God. Help us to spread out and to expand, Lord God, to go in many different places, Lord Jesus.
wherever you lead. Help us, oh God, to follow that lead in the name of Jesus. And help us, Lord God, to love one another. Help us, oh God, to pray one for another, to support one another. Lord yes. God, in the name of Jesus, whoever it is, oh God, that's doing the things that they should not do, change them right now, God. Work on them, Lord, my God. If they're backsliding, Lord God, help them to stand firm, Lord, to be
yes.
fixed in the faith in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, whoever the backbiters are, oh, my God, put a stop to their tongues, Lord God, and save them the more in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, oh, God. We believe you tonight, Lord, and we are taking you at your word. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless, continue to send forth your word. Oh, Lord, look on the speaker tonight. Ever strengthen her, oh, God. Encourage her heart, Lord, and use her even the more. Speak through her, my God. Have your way in her life and help her in this ministry, Lord. Bless her, Lord God, in a special way. We believe it, Lord God, and we count it done, and we give you thanks. We bless your holy name.
You,
we ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
praise
you,
the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for that precious word. Sounds like Evangelist may have stirred up tonight.
Yes,
amen. Amen. You have a true she went ahead on and went the way God wanted her to go. And got into that scripture that was read. Amen. The enemy, there's many of them that are fighting the people
yes.
of God. Just
yes.
rising up, doing all kinds of things, saying all manner of evil.
Yes.
And I tell you the truth, only God can put straight in the Lord. Otherwise, they would swallow us up every day. But
amen.
By the grace of God, the Lord has a hedge of protection all around us. And no matter what they say, it cannot hurt us because the Lord let us know in his word, and she brought this out, that any tongue that rise up against us in judgment, we shall condemn. Hallelujah. No weapon that's
no.
formed against us is going to prosper. So Amen. Whatever the enemy has devised,
right.
whatever weapon he has, it's
yes.
not going to work. It cannot do anything. It is ineffective. God,
yes.
God take the effectiveness out of the weapon, rendering mm-hmm. it no good. No, it's just not good for anything. It's unworthy. Hallelujah,
Man.
Praise God. And I thank God for the word of God. And the more you do for God, the more you try to do for the Lord, the enemy doesn't like it. So he's going to try to run interference. He's going to try to talk about
yes.
you, try to tear you down, try to do
Amen.
All kinds of things.
Amen.
But some way we're going to
yes.
make it with
yes.
the help of the Lord. Amen. I thank God for Ooh. Being back on Gospel Truth tonight. My soul is stirred up. We had a great time in service today. The Lord really blessed us.
Thank
we felt
you.
His presence. And I tell you, I enjoyed being in service on this afternoon. Praise God. So I ask you to continue to pray for me, and I want to say to you, Evangelist May, be encouraged and keep preaching the word of God, and to everyone listening, take the word of God in and live by it every day. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist May, though, and also the opening prayer and the closing prayer as well, and the word was encouraging us. God, he's a deliverer, and we don't have to fear what man can do or even threaten to do to us. We can put our trust in God. Very beautiful message. I want to say to Evangelist Nabel, keep on preaching the word of God. Praise the Lord. And it's Cynthia. The whole praise
already gave
remarks,
but thank God for the word.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the remarks and the prayer.
coming through, Evangelist Amin, and the remarks coming through, our evangelists, and I thank the Lord. Sound like you all are stirred up too. I thank the Lord tonight. Sometimes we just have to move by faith and by the leading of the Lord and go ahead on and do what we're supposed to do, because the devil, he'll try to keep you. That's his purpose. He'll try to keep you from doing the will of God. And we know what we are supposed to be doing. Praise Amen. God. So he don't want us to do it. He want us to draw back and to take on that spirit of fear. But glory to God. Mm-hmm. As the word of God said, that he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. And I was thinking on David the psalmist and how he had said in the 35th number of Psalm, in verse 14, he said, I behave myself as though he had been my friend or brother. Sometimes the one that you behave yourself with as your brother, friend in the Lord, and you bow down yourself heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. You done bowed down yourself to them. Sometimes they're the main ones that turn on you. The Bible says verse 15 said, but in my adversary, in my adversity, they rejoice. That's what people are doing nowadays. They see you going through something, and they see adverse situation going on in your life. They gather themselves together, and they rejoice. Yeah, I saw you. Look at them now. And down in verse 21, this is what the psalmist said. Yea, they opened their mouth wide against me and said, I have seen it. You see what I'm saying? And that's what the devil is doing through some of those that you bow down to and tell them your business and stuff. We better tell our business to God, because people have unforgiving spirits. They don't want to forgive you. And if you do make a mistake or do something wrong, they hold it against you till you go to the grave. But that's all right. My trust is in the Lord. It's not in no one else. And I thank God for his word on tonight. I'm encouraged to go through with the Lord, and I'm encouraged to continue to work for the Lord. I have nothing else. I don't have anything on the side. I have nowhere else to go, and I don't want to go nowhere else other than where the Lord leads me to go. Praise God. So I thank the Lord. I thank the Lord for the encouraging remarks coming through our evangelist. And if that's all, we're going to bring this broadcast to a close. And Lord's will, we will be back here again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Oldies but goodies in the gospel. So tune in again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m. God bless you and good night.